This is The Cutting Room Floor, with your hosts, Eric and Alex. The Cutting Room Floor features discussions that contain spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Back to the Cutting Room Floor. I'm Alex.
And I'm Eric.
And we are going to talk about Stranger Things 2 today. I'm so excited. First things first, though, just a couple of quick little housekeeping things. This is the start of a new month in our cycle of shows. And usually we've been saving those for like news roundups. We are going to step away from doing that. They were a lot of fun to do, but because of our schedule with recording, and by the time we get to some of the stories that we want to talk about, they're like old news and they've been beaten to death.
Yeah.
So, it just...
Hey, did you hear about this new thing that happened 4 months ago?
Right, yeah. So, it's just, we want to just kind of move away from that, so that we're not talking about old things. So what we're going to do instead is just kind of move to... pushing news items we find interesting in terms of movies to our Facebook page. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook, we would sincerely appreciate and recommend that you do so. We are found at the Cutting Room Floor Podcast on Facebook. You'll see the same logo that you see on iTunes or Google Play, whatever you get your podcast from. Pretty easy to find, and we're going to link to that from now on in our show notes, so just go ahead and like us there, and then you can join in that way or see what we find interesting, but that way, you know, we can talk about Rian Johnson being handed the keys to a new Star Wars trilogy when it's relevant,
yeah,
and not much later. So, although I am a little sad that I'm not going to be able to rant about the Daisy Ridley leaving Star Wars thing,
because
that's not what that article said at all.
Nope.
I was very angry when I read when I saw what they were doing with that. I'm like, don't clickbait it, people.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, main topic. Unless there's anything you wanted to add.
Can't think of anything.
Okay, cool. So, main topic: Stranger Things 2.
A very good follow up to The Amazing Stranger Things.
Yep.
There was no sophomore slump in this.
No, that was the biggest thing. They pulled it off. So. Let's just do a quick intro. It's October 1984, and a handful of citizens are still reeling from the horrors of the Demogorgon and the secrets of Hawkins' lab. Will Byers has been rescued, but few in the small town know the details of the events, and those that do have been sworn to secrecy by the government. When Will is found to be still influenced by entities from the Upside Down, his friends and family learn there is a larger threat to their lives, town, and this side of the universe. So, cool. That was just the big, like you mentioned, no sophomore slump. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a tall order.
Oh, yeah.
To try and even come close to what they did the first time around. Mm-hmm. And, man, did they pull it off.
Oh, yeah. They really pulled it off.
I mean, I don't think season two really achieves the impossible of, like, surpassing season one.
No.
But it's right up there with it, and that's almost as impossible of a task, so kudos.
Yeah. It is a little slow.
That's true. It does kind of get off to a slower start.
It's a slower start than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that first one just hits you in the face.
Yeah, it's a missing kid. Well, yeah.
This one kind of started out that way with the little group in, where are they, Pittsburgh or something when they start out?
Yeah.
And it's, her name's Callie, but what's her designation, like 8 or something 8, like that?
Yeah.
like that kicks off, and you're just like, what just happened?
You know? That was an awesome, like, cold open. But then it goes back, and I'm like, whoa, that's cool, you know, like, and more on that in a bit.
But then it kind of hits the brake, and it's kind of a slow burn to get started.
Okay, now let's get back to the people you know, back in Hawkins.
And I didn't mind it. It was just a little bit, not jarring, just not what I expected after, like, you get pounded right off the bat in season one, and it just doesn't relent, you know. It's kind of just a little bit slower, but once it picks up, it's just right back in the swing of things. So,
well, even like the first season, I think had some slow moments. Like,
that's true,
but they were character developed. Like, I mean, Eleven sneaking around Mike's house when no one's there, and like, which then they lead to character development because she like sees an image of a cat, which then it flashbacks to experiment with a cat. You know, overall, I thought this was great. It sounds like I'm doing my final thoughts. I'm not. It's a great show. I do have some cons.
Sure, me too. Yeah,
but
I think I have more for this one than they're kind of, some of them are nitpicky, but the first season. But
yeah, but pros, the cast, the original cast is great.
Yeah,
they have good character development and growth. There's lots of surprises.
Yeah.
When Eleven showed up at the end of the first episode, I was like, oh, Hopper not only knows about her, but she's living with him.
Right. I was really glad that they, gave us, I mean, we all knew she was coming back.
Yeah.
We all knew she was alive.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they, I mean, yeah, it was like, it was like the worst kept secret. Yeah. Right. But I'm glad that they didn't, like, drag it on and, like, give you hints, like, is she alive? Maybe tune in for the next episode. You know, it's like everybody knew she was coming back. So I'm glad that they, like, got that confirmation out of the way early on.
Yeah.
And we kind of see more about how she got out, I think, in the second episode, right?
Like, they slowly trickle out, like, the meetup of when she's at the end of the first season.
Right.
And they slowly lead up to her meeting Hopper, like, in the next two episodes or something.
Yeah.
Or three episodes, even.
Right.
But
I was just glad, because kind of like we talked about with, like, the Steve and Nancy drama in, like, the first season, if that was on any other network, you just get the feeling, like, it would have, like, this would have been drug out to, it's like
five episodes.
And like, Eleven's alive. And everybody knew she was alive. So, and I also was glad too that, like, the only real promotional material we still got a couple things where she had hair, but, like, most of it had the buzz cut. So I'm glad that the Upside Down does not negatively affect hair growth. Like, I was glad to see that she had, you know, that they explained it and, like, time has passed, you know.
Like, weird. I was often wondering, like, did they shoot that back-to-back, or did she looked a little bit older, or she sounded older when she first popped out, like...
Right.
Like, so maybe they went and reshot it.
I don't know. My guess is that, like, the stuff in the school was probably shot... I mean, and I have nothing to base this on other than just assumption, but I think that the stuff in the school where she comes back out was probably shot season one.
Mm-hmm.
When they had everything already, you know, the set already done.
And, yes, we are coming back for a season two, so let's...
Right. Yeah, I mean, they knew that before even if they filmed it toward the, you know, whenever, toward the end, or as, like, in, the, like, a reshoot or pickup thing, I'm sure at that point they knew, you know.
So I liked the introduction to most of the new characters.
Okay.
I like Maxine.
Yeah, yep.
Sean Astin.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't help but love that guy.
Yeah, it's true.
He's just, I mean, maybe it's just because he always plays just the, like, happy, sometimes somewhat gullible, just happy. He seems like a guy that you could just sit down with and just, like, he seems like he's not Bob, the whatever his character, yeah, he's not, it seems like he's not, like, Bob, he's just, I'm Sean Astin.
Right.
But I'm just playing a character named Bob, but I'm basically being myself.
Right,
just a happy, fun person.
Right, yeah.
The new scientists I liked.
In Hawkins Lab.
In Hawkins Lab.
Yeah. Yeah, I was glad that they didn't retread, like, the, this guy is evil,
We were wondering if he was evil, and then my wife was like, no, these are just the poor saps that have to clean up this mess.
And, like, I don't mind, like, the, like, are either wondering it. I just think like it would have been like an easy road to go down where it's like, yep, the Hawkins lab guys are still bad, you know. Yeah. It's like, I get like this guy is like, I gotta protect this place and we can't let people know that, you know, this thing is spreading. But it's not done in like, it's not done like, oh crap, I can't remember Matthew Modine's character's name. Anyway.
In the first season. The guy, the head scientist?
Yeah, the head scientist. Whatever his name
is. Whatever his name is, head scientist.
Matthew Modine. We'll just call him Matthew Modine. Whatever, you know, him, you could always just kind of see it as like, this guy is just a vicious, malicious guy, you know. And the new head scientist, you just never get that vibe from. He seems like just, you recognize he's got to play cleanup, like you said, and he's got to keep things on the down low, but he's not, he's doing it because that's what he's been told to do, not because he's trying to be a jerk.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I liked the just how the story expanded. I liked how they made, you know, Will was missing all last season.
Right.
And then they make him be the villain.
Right.
Slash, he's the one who, I mean, yes, Eleven saves the day, but Will has to help, you know, he's trying, even though he's been possessed by this sentient.
Right.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So I watched right after this, the final episode. They have an extra show behind the scenes. And the directors were like, well, with this new monster, we basically thought of the Demogorgon as just a shark. It's attracted to blood, you know. It's like, we wanted to be like, well, what if there's like some actual like high intelligent like shadow creature there?
Yeah, because you never get the impression that like the Demogorgon is like super intelligent or anything. No. It's just it's an animal.
Yeah, it's an animal.
Horrifying animal. but yeah, you never get the impression that it's much more than that. So yeah, this one you definitely do.
The episodes just got better and better and better and better. Like I remember the first time when they discovered that Will and the Upside Down were connected, we had to stop for the night and go to bed, and I was like, ah, crap. We basically end the shot of him like having a full-on seizure,
right?
And it's like, oh, because they were burning the in,
right? Oh yeah.
Like, so he felt like his insides were burning, and I was like, well, I guess we got to pick this up tomorrow,
right? <You know? laughs> Most definitely, yeah. That was the same problem. I think after you get past the first couple of episodes, were kind of easy to be like, okay, yeah, this is a good place to stop. But you start getting into the
final,
even like the after like season or episode three rather, you know, kind of there where things really start picking up, and it's just like, I don't want to stop. Like, I just want to keep going with this.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting. I actually went and rewatched their like original promo for season two. They changed the titles.
Oh yeah. No, they
on a lot of them.
They said too, when, they released those titles that they were likely to change. And I think even that some things they were still figuring out. So, but like, episode seven is called like The Lost Sister, right? And initially when they let it out, it was The Lost Brother.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's some other ones that they, I think even that was just, I think they knew that it was going to be a female character that Eleven was going to bond with, but
yeah,
they want to throw people off.
Well, so speaking of that, they have that amazing cold opening in the very first episode, and I was like, are we just never going to see these people ever again?
Right.
And then we have like three episodes left in the season. What's if they did just a cold open, cool, there's superpowered people out there. That's awesome. But then they have that character growth with Eleven where she goes and meets with Eight.
Right.
And but then she realizes, and she gets a little manipulated by, you know, Eight being like, you know, people, you've had a rough life, people don't love you. These people who say they care about you, they don't care about you. I'm speaking from personal experience. Right. You know, and it's like, but then Eleven realizes, no, you know, she's like, doesn't she say something like, she's like, no one back in your little town cares about you. And she's like, that may be the case, but they still need my help.
Right.
Which then she comes back and she realizes, no, everybody
cared.
Yeah. Everyone cared about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was interesting, just how it's like, they're actually like showing what happens. It was a one episode little
right
side story.
A lot of people, I think, didn't. That was like the one episode that a lot of people felt was weird because it was disconnected. But I loved it. I thought it was a great episode, and
yeah,
really, it was cool to see like what Eleven like, because she's really sporadic throughout the season,
mm-hmm.
In her appearances. Her character's consistent and whatnot, but you know, she's separated and everything. So it was really cool to have like an episode just dedicated to her until she comes back with the rest of the group and can kind of be a part of
yeah.
of all of that. But yeah, I liked that too. And I also really liked that when you get to Callie, I like how you see that she has a different set of powers. Like they're all, you know, psychokinetic or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but her powers are totally different than,
yeah.
like they're linked obviously, but they're different than Eleven's. Like it's not all the experiments have, you know,
mind
control or, you know,
or they can move things with their mind.
Right. Yeah. It was
hers
cool.
was more just like, I can
make people see what I want them to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was cool. I thought,
yeah, that was really cool.
And it really shows you that, yeah, like Hawkins' lab was up to some devious stuff.
Which makes me wonder, going forward, are they going to have it reintroduce other people?
Yeah, or? It makes me wonder, because, so, I mean, it seems pretty clear that Eleven was the last of the subjects.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, I kind of think it would be interesting if there's maybe one more out there. It would be interesting if others died, or if Hawkins put them down, so mm-hmm. to speak, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just because... And I don't necessarily think we need to see all of that, but it'd be interesting if they came across files of, like, you know, deceased, 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 you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even how they died, you know, overdose of drugs or, you know, whatever they're mm-hmm. using there, or, you know, terminated by Hawkins or whatever. Just be interesting to see that. But I would imagine they need to do something with that.
I like your idea of the file,
because
mm-hmm. if they start putting, well, this season... They've got to deal with
right.
2 and 6.
Right.
It's like, it's just going to become overkill.
Right. You know? I'd be fine if we never saw any of those. I'd be fine if it's just like, we know that 9 is out there somewhere. You know, whatever. I don't ever need to see them. But it's cool to have that idea of like, yeah, there are more people. There were more. There might still be some more.
Uh-huh.
But I don't need to see them all. Okay, so yeah, jumping back to what you had mentioned about the new characters. Like, I like Mad Max. I like Bob. Man, his death was so sad.
I know. Like,
and it was even worse that, like, they kept, like, they lingered on him. I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's so rough.
Let's watch him get his insides eaten out.
He did not
know?
Deserve that.
No, I remember...
I had a feeling, too, he was not making it through the season. I'm like, this guy is just too good. He's not gonna make it. And
yeah.
Like, oh, man, that's just
I figured either he's going to die, or in the episode called The Spy, my wife and I were like, they were gonna. There's that whole. Oh, that girl with the shaved head. She's a Russian spy.
Right.
And I'm like, is Bob like in cahoots with the Soviets? I was like, is he either a bad guy or is he gonna die?
Right.
I'm thankful he was not a bad
right.
guy. But it was also hilarious because towards when he has his moment and he's like going down, like he got like the pulsating light, you know,
uh-huh.
the lighting in this show,
oh,
especially
man.
In that finale in
mm-hmm.
the Hawkins. I'm like. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, it's but like we definitely were like, well, we can definitely see it's much more of a horror vibe this,
right,
you know, like,
yeah.
Bob's death.
That was rough.
Poor Joyce.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm guessing I don't know if she and Hop are gonna be a
right.
thing, but they've obviously somewhat either rumored or hinted at that.
Right.
Like one of the W's is like, they had a fling, didn't they?
Yeah. You know? Right. I mean, if they do, I can see it working. I think it'd be cool. If they don't, then I can
yeah.
see imagine them at least having a solid, more solid friendship.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked the early episodes. Like we mentioned, it's kind of a slower build, but
mm-hmm.
I liked how we kind of get to see what's happened to these characters over the last year,
mm-hmm.
particularly, like, Mike being the closest to Eleven. Like, I appreciate that we got to see, like, how her loss... just affected him
oh, yeah.
so bad. Like, it makes sense that he's, like, angry and he's, like, getting into trouble and everything. I just thought
mm-hmm.
that was really nice to
lashing
see.
Out.
Yeah, it was nice to kind of get an explanation for all of that rather than, well, now Mike's just mad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You kind of mentioned the father-daughter dynamic of Hopper and Eleven, and I liked that, too. It was also hard, like, you related to both of them. Like, you relate to Eleven and how she, like, just wants to, like, not be cooped up in this house all day, But you totally get where Hopper's coming from of like, no, you need to stay safe. Like,
yeah.
This is, like, I'll take care of you, but you going outside is going to cause huge issues, you mm-hmm. know? And that, I thought that was really done. Like, you could just relate to both of them. So.
Yeah, yeah. Her psychotic tantrum.
Yeah, that was intense.
Like, they knew, like, we wanted her to have a tantrum.
Right.
At some point. Like, the fact that she has mind control, you know, moving stuff with her mind, that just makes it even freakier.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like when she freezes Hopper in place, he's like, come on, let me go.
Yeah. So apparently, when she blows out the windows, those are real windows. It was not CGI.
Nice.
They like, we know that Hopper's going to be right here, he's going to be facing away, so he knows that's where his mark is.
Right.
And go.
That's awesome that they actually blew out the windows.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. You can totally see where both of them are coming from. Like, he's like, if you go out there and these scientists find you, they're going to lock you up and
right.
throw away the key. You know?
Right. Like, well, and it's kind of like, you relate to both of them. You also see where both of them are wrong in how they're handling the situation.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard not to relate to them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In both cases, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes them all that more relatable, I think.
Yeah.
So, I also really liked that the new threat was credible and superseded that of the Demogorgon.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was just fascinating. Like, we didn't really have a lot to go off regarding the Shadow Monster and what it was and what it could do, but it was still, like, horrifying.
Oh, you yeah. know?
Like you just get, like, the feeling that, like, it being inside Will was, like, a fraction of its power.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's, like, if that thing comes back, it's going to be just a force to be reckoned with.
Which so. It might, you know, give yeah, that it final
never killed.
That final shot.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting there like, oh, yay, it's happy. Oh, no. They're turning the camera.
Right.
You know, and then you just see it, like, hovering over the school and the upside down. And
right.
It's like, okay, they just trapped it there. Yeah, that was an interesting creature. Like,
yeah.
How Joyce sees it on the video camera.
Oh, yeah.
That was freaky, too.
That was so freaky. Oh, man. Oh, I just got a shiver just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I also liked how we found out, like, the Demogorgon isn't, like, a unique monster. Like,
uh-huh.
It's got its own species and whatnot. I also really liked seeing its evolution from, like, the slug state to the demo dog.
mm-hmm. I liked Steve's progression.
Oh, man, yeah, yeah, Steve is awesome. Like, he turned into, he had a total, like, heel face turn. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, yeah, it was, you didn't like him for much of the first season. And then, you know, you kind of start liking him toward the end.
Yeah,
still a little
yeah.
iffy. But here it's kind of like, yeah, he's just a good guy. And
yeah.
he's had that change of heart, you know, where he's like, I just want to do the right thing, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, where Nancy's having a hard time with, like, the whole keeping Barb's death a secret. And he's like,
yeah.
no, like, in order to stay safe, you need to not say anything, you
uh-huh.
know. And it's sad, too, to see her, like, just, like, shove everything back in his face, where it's
yeah.
like, he's just trying to be a
yeah.
good guy. Like,
yeah.
as opposed to before, where he was a total jerk, and now he's just trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I am so glad that they brought back the whole Barb thing, because
yeah.
it's like, they just drop it,
mm-hmm.
like, first season. They drop
mm-hmm.
it, like, season 5. Hey, do you know where our daughter is? I don't know. Then they bring it back in, like, the first episode. They're
yeah.
like, yeah, we've got a private investigator.
Right.
She's gone missing. It's been over a year.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that they they didn't just, her parents never know what happened.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
no, it was good to see that and how it affected,
yeah.
you know, other people too. So
the love triangle with Nancy and Jonathan and.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they are dropping it now because they're going to make, Steve is out of the picture as far
yeah.
as.
Yeah.
As far as. Nancy is concerned.
Yeah, I honestly would like, oh, it's kind of rough because I really ended up not liking Nancy in this season, you know? And I kind of would like, I just feel like season 1 was like, I saw something online where it's like, Nancy deserves better than Steve. And then season two, Steve deserves better than Nancy, you know? It's like, I kind of want to see something better for him, you know, the next season around.
Some new girl comes in.
Yeah, because, I just feel like, Nancy's kind of...
She was kind of a jerk.
Yeah, and he just... considering the change he made, he just deserves better. So,
But I did think she... That was kind of like, oh, she was a jerk. But then I was like, ooh, now they're into, like, conspiracy theory time.
Right.
Jonathan. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Right.
And I felt that she does redeem herself at the very end.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't think, like, oh, she's... I just took it as, like, oh, man. Wow, I can get where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. She's like, you want to be quiet about this? Like,
yeah.
Do you have any idea how frustrating it is for me to go have dinner with her parents?
Right. Yeah, no, you can totally see where she was coming from, but it seemed like she just kind of wasn't willing to listen to what Steve had to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, she was drunk at the time, too.
That's true. But even after that.
Even after that, you know.
And it's kind of funny, though, that Jonathan's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So it just seems like, yeah, like, let's blow the lid open on this. So
yeah.
It seems like, yeah, they have more going for them as far as their personalities. I want to say I did love the 1 month later bit at the end where you find out that Hopper, even though it's, like, through dubious methods, is now Eleven's adoptive father.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool. Like we mentioned with Nancy, like, I didn't really care for her a lot this season. But I did like to see her picking up Dustin and kind of helping him out. Because, like, it was impossible. I don't know. Maybe everybody can relate to it. But just having been kind of that kid and seeing him just get shot down, like, time after time in...
At the snowball.
At the snowball. Like, it was cool to see Nancy just, like, pick him up and not be like, okay, that was cool. Cool to see her lift his spirits, so...
Yeah, and then, you know, she... You know, she just tells him... Girls at your age are dumb.
Yeah,
I liked that. I also liked, going back to the Steve thing, just the whole, like how he like totally just like protects the kids and stuff. Then he's giving him advice. He's like, and then I use this. He's like, really? You use a lady's product for your hair?
Right.
But then, like, I love the whole bit when he's just in there, like, yeah, these girls are totally gonna dig me.
Right. Don't do that.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah. That was so great. Yeah. It's cool how like Dustin forms that bond with Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of takes him as like a big brother type role, you know.
Yeah, and then at first Steve's like, what do you want? You
right, know, like, yeah.
And then but then he, you know, mentions the whole thing with Dart.
Right.
So he's like, you've got one of these things?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I also love that too, when he's like, do you still have that bat with all the nails in it? And I love trunk. That he's got it in his trunk for like a year. Oh, that was funny. I mean, there's so many good things to say about this.
Oh, yeah.
The last point I just had written down was that the ending with Mike and Eleven was just pure gold.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had been wanting that.
Yeah, and it was nice to see that. It was, after everything that they'd been through, it was nice to find them back with each other. So.
Yeah. No, cool. It was good.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go into... There were a few cons I had.
Yep, I had some cons.
Okay. The first one I want to point out is it's not necessarily a con per se. I feel it's still... It's like right on that borderline. It's realistic and true to the characters, but like the profanity level was way up from season one.
That's true.
And it, just to the point where it was kind of distracting, just because it was such a jump from one to two. Mm-hmm. Like if they had upped it a bit between two and then we got what we have in three, I probably wouldn't have even noticed it. But it was just like, boom. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. Just like way more.
Okay. So
I didn't
notice it, but...
I didn't care other than that I was just like, oh man, they're cursing a lot more. Like,
uh-huh.
I wasn't like offended or anything, but just kind of like, yeah, it's a lot more swearing this time around.
Yeah.
So one thing that really caught me off guard, I liked Bob. I like Sean Astin as an actor, but I was absolutely floored by his acting when they went into the tunnels.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you notice him at all? Like, they get in there, and like, okay, Joyce and Hopper have been there, so them seeing what they're seeing, they're kind of like, you know, they've seen it before. The kids at least have an understanding of the Upside Down and whatnot, but Sean Astin's just kind of looking around like, interesting, like... You're in an alternate universe right now, dude. Like,
you're a complete geek. Wouldn't you be like...
Right, freaking out, you know? If that happened to me, I'd be like out of my mind. Be just like, huh, cool.
I never noticed that.
You'll have to go back and watch it. Like, just the look on his face is just more of, like, inquisitive, like, huh, interesting.
I mean, I know, like, later on when they're back at Hawkins' lab, he's like, alternate dimensions? All this,
oh,
all
the this. Total opposite of that. The total opposite of that when he first is in there. He's like, huh, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like, even bewildered, just like, weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
Just totally was like, oh, they should have done something about that. Cause that was bad.
Him, like, just freaking out more and having Joyce being like, Bob, we'll explain later.
Right, yeah, yeah.
We gotta find Hopper.
Right, yeah. It was just, yeah, interesting. Uh-huh, it was okay. An interesting choice, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
Billy.
Yeah, yep.
Billy.
Yep.
Let's have a jerk character for the sake of we need a jerk character.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the moment I get why he is that way.
Mm-hmm. With his dad, do you mean?
Well, yeah, with his dad basically
being what he is.
Yeah, being a complete abusive father. Right. You know, like, that was the one moment when I was like, oh, geez. I can see why he's such a jerk.
I get their desire. Like, they wanted to have a human character who is just as vile, really, mm-hmm. as the supernatural threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I just don't feel like...
I get...
Billy just didn't add anything for me.
No.
Like, and it just kind of felt like he was a stand-in for season one Steve. Uh-huh. And just amplified, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was really just there to piss off other characters.
Yep.
That was what he was there for.
Yep.
There was... Granted, you have Max be like, I will destroy you if you ever come near my friends again. And he's kind of like, okay, whatever. But that was it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if he's never showed up again, I'd be totally cool.
I am totally okay if he never shows up again.
Like, if Steve didn't have the character development that he did, I would still be okay with seeing him again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, he basically becomes a hero here. At the end of season one, it was kind of like... He realized there was more going on. I'd be okay seeing him if he didn't really change his personality, if he was still a jerk. But, yeah, Billy just didn't work the same way.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I agree. That character didn't work for me. No. So.
That's my biggest
flaw. Right.
It's just that character. I'm like, so when I, upon rewatching, I'm just going to be like, here we go. Oh. Along with that, before he finds them at... Jonathan's place.
Uh-huh.
He goes to Nancy's place.
Right.
My wife mentioned, she's like, so help me. If Mike and Nancy's parents get a divorce because she has an affair with a guy who is the
17,
same...
17, maybe? Yeah,
17. Just because he's a smooth talker, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I mean, maybe that scene was just supposed to be like, I've been in a marriage for 30 years or whatever, and... Oh... Here's some bad boy, you know.
Right. Like,
I don't know. Maybe that's what they were trying to go for, but...
I was fine with the scene so long as that's where it stands.
Yeah, if it does...
if it went beyond there, it would be...
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
And I mean, I can see him, like, he's totally playing the smooth talker, and that's he's trying to get what he needs.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but yeah, if it went beyond that, I would just... That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
And not in the good kind of awful.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's just wrong awful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Billy was my. That was the one.
It didn't work.
It did not work for me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, he's talking about Lucas and like, oh yeah, some people are just bad. You don't want to be. I'm like, okay, so like, is he a racist?
I'm like, is he a racist?
But you just never see anything past that. It's like, no, he's just a jerk.
Uh huh.
Because his dad's mean to him? Like, I don't know. It just... I as opposed as I am to racism, you know, it's like, at least that would have been a more tangible, you know, on top of everything else.
Here's why I don't like this guy that my stepsister's hanging out with.
Yeah, just, it would have been... I don't know. I just feel like if we got some other motivations for him other than just, like, my dad's mean to me, so I'm gonna be mean to people, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just would have... made him at least a more, like, you love to hate him character, as opposed to just, like, man, I just don't want to see this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, him getting his comeuppance would have felt more like, yes, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, yes, just let's be done with this guy. I'm through with him, you know?
So, oh, great, here he is again.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would... I would love to be more of like, I love to hate Billy as just opposed to, I hate Billy. Please get him off the screen. So, the only other thing I had was like, really, like, there was obviously CGI in season one, but it was blended really well. Like, the Demogorgon, for example, like, obviously opening its mouth, like, the mouth was, you know, moving around, was somewhat animatronic, but they enhanced it with CG and all of that. I just felt that the CG was... So it wasn't obvious in season one. And here, I get why they did it with the nature of the Demogorgon and its evolution, but it was more obvious. And it just kind of... It stood out in comparison to what we saw in season one, where it was, you know what you're seeing is CG, but it blends in nicely and you're not distracted by it. Here, there were points where I was like, yeah, this is distracting.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I just hope that when we get to... Like, the Shadow Monster obviously is CG, but it wasn't distracting just based on how they did it, but Demogorgon was, so... Especially when you get, like, into daylight scenes and everything. I hope that when they do Season 3, I almost would be okay not seeing a Demogorgon again.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that, like, okay, like, these things exist that wasn't a one-off creature, but I'd be okay with new threats.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I don't know, like, where are they going to go from here? They've closed the gate. The Upside Down still exists. It's going to get old fast if it's like, well, this season in the Upside Down, they got to do this.
Yeah.
Unless they come up with a plausible reason for it to... I mean, yeah, they had the Upside Down, then they had this thing is spreading like a virus.
Well, I think that could even be where... the Hawkins test subjects come back. I obviously, like we said, I don't want to see, you know, 1 through 10, you know, necessarily, but maybe one is out there, you know what I mean? And one is like, or maybe they had somebody else other than 11. I mean, she was pretty isolated, so maybe 12 is like, you know, just a monstrosity, and you kind of deal with supernatural threats that way.
So it still could have, keep these Stranger Things.
But I agree, like, I mean, I think when you get to closing the series, I think they're talking about taking it to season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I think you have to wrap up the Upside Down somehow.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to take a... Unless there's some way to make it really compelling and interesting, it would be nice to, you know, keep in line with the mythology that they've created, but maybe take a break from the Upside Down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And not find some third dimension. You know?
Yeah.
Because that would just kind of be overkill.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see what they do, so.
And, you know, there's no news on when season 3 will happen.
Yeah, I saw something that said it would be, like, 2 years out, but I don't know that I can buy that.
Yeah, that, I mean, because they want to grow with the cast.
Right.
Especially the young kids, they want to grow with them.
Right. But, I mean, just, like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2 years out. I mean, people are going to come back for it, but you don't want people to forget about it in the meantime.
Yeah, season one came out last year.
Yeah.
Season two is this year.
Yeah, and they were roughly around the same time. I want to say, like, season one came out in November. Season two was October. But, I mean, within
weeks. If they do a season three and they keep it, like, maybe they have it come out next December.
Yeah, you know, like, if you need a little bit more time, that's one thing. But, yeah, 2 years is, I think, way too far.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts on this? Or
this series is awesome. Oh,
right.
I was in Target a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And I noticed they had a actual physical copy of Stranger Things Season 1.
Right.
And it was in VHS cassette. And I was like, why would they?
I mean, I've heard about it. I haven't physically held one, even though I tried to find one the other day just to see it.
Yeah.
But so what does it do? Does it slide out from the case, like the VHS case? Or
I guess so. Like it slides down probably.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the, it's not a side view. It's a old school, you know, like.
It slides out. Oh, okay.
Out of
that
the bottom.
Sense. Okay.
And they probably have the Blu-rays in there and stuff. But
that's cool.
I read some whole controversy on some artists that, like, they took some artists' like work of a VHS.
So like, somebody came up with the concept. I'm pretty sure they did that independently because I'm going to be pretty certain that when they decided to home release it, they were going to tie it into the 80s aesthetic.
Yeah, no, which is awesome, but like, no, this one guy was just making a He's like, these are my exact, he's like, here's the side-by-side, here's my image that I made.
Right.
Here's the one that they use. It's the, they didn't alter it at all. And I was like, so they had some, I read some article about, like, this guy's like, I'm totally cool if they use my thing, just give me payment.
Right. Yeah, you always got to question that, too. It's like, or did he do these mock-ups after, you know?
Yeah,
It's rough. I don't want to call the guy a liar, but
yeah,
you see that kind of stuff, and then
all the time.
And then it comes out, you come to find out that
they made it up.
Yeah, they're just
trying for money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
no, but it was really cool because it was a whole VHS.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like old school, like, yeah, it looked awesome.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool, yeah, I just want to say, like, yeah, overall, I mean, the story was excellent. They picked it up really well from where they left off, and it was a great continuation. Like, just mad props to them for not dropping the ball. Like, that's such a tall order to fill, and they pulled it off. So.
Yeah, they did.
Well, we'll be back next time. We're going to start talking about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy. And that's going to be fun.
Yep, it'll be fun.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for listening. Be sure, like I said at the top of the episode, find us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We're going to be pushing things through there that way, kind of that are more relevant on a weekly basis that way. And then, you know, join in on the conversation. Leave us a review on iTunes. Get in contact with us. It'd be fun to kind of incorporate listener ideas and thoughts into the show, too, as we head into the next year.
Thank you for listening to The Cutting Room Floor. Please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can email us at thecuttingroomfloorpodcast@gmail.com.